Set to showcase the very latest in electronic devices for those with vision loss, the CNIB Edmonton Low Vision Team will be in Pinoca on May 1. The event, set to start at 1:15 p.m., is being hosted by the Pinoca White Caners Support Group at St. Mary's Anglican Church. All are welcome to attend. Representatives from CNIB will be coming down to our regular meeting, and there will be a display of assistance devices by a group called Smart Life to assist people with vision loss, said Sue Bowman, the group's facilitator. Two of the big issues for people who lose their sight are transportation and communication using printed material. We are fortunate here in Pinoca, as we have the wheelchair van which is also available for those with vision issues who are unable to drive. That's a big plus here in town, she said. But the other major challenge on pretty much a daily basis is access to what can be learned and enjoyed via printed material, she said. When you lose your central vision, you pretty well lose the ability to see print, she explained. And so what will happen on May 1st, is that our guests will bring devices that will assist with the magnification of print. There are also audible tools. There will be an opportunity for folks to try out a range of devices and chat with CNIB and Smart Life representatives as well. Carol Dick, another White Caners member, uses DAISY, Digital Access Information System, CDs, which contain an entire book recorded and played on a single disc. Most books on discs require several CDs. A DAISY book also allows users to move from one page to another or from one chapter to another, whereas a standard audiobook on CD only allows a person to skip from one track to another. The whole industry of audio technology has progressed by leaps and bounds over the past couple of decades, said Bowman, adding that the Pinoca Jubilee Library has a good selection of DAISY books. These open up a whole new world of what is available in print. Dick agreed, adding that it does take time to adjust to hearing a book rather than seeing it. I enjoy it, she said, of the DAISY readers, adding that the Pinoca Library also has one available to use. Meanwhile, the White Caners, who have been active in Pinoca for more than 3 decades, provide a tremendous source of support and fellowship. The group meets the first Wednesday of each month at 1:15 p.m. except for July and August, unless a special occasion has been planned for the summer months. Bowman started with the group right from the start, when it was set up under the umbrella of CNIB. A typical meeting might feature a guest speaker such as an optometrist or a nutritionist, or a demonstration of equipment that could make a big difference in the life of a partially sighted person. The middle part of the meeting is where information is provided. This can run the gamut from checking out some helpful equipment to a presentation on how to identify various bills and coins, for example. Members have various levels of vision loss, and others also attend as support people. There are all kinds of challenges with adjusting to any level of vision loss, as both women point out. I think that it takes a lot of getting used to. There is frustration and confusion as to how you adjust. I was very emotional at the time. It was back in 1986, and my vision changed pretty much overnight, she recalled. It's become worse over the years, but that initial change was huge as far as things like immediately giving up a driver's license, she said. The next day, I couldn't see print. The next day I couldn't read books to my kids. I was wondering what I was going to do about work. It was emotional. At first, the thought of attending a peer support group held no appeal for Bowman. It was a very private thing that was happening, she said. But over time, meeting others in the community with similar issues, and joining the White Caners, proved most helpful in regaining both independence and a sense of resilience, too. I discovered that I did belong. What we had in common was our lost vision. Dick said the group has also been a source of help over the years. It's neat to be able to go and share both what has worked for you, and what hasn't worked for you, she said, adding that it's also good to know you aren't alone in your journey. She recalls meeting a lady at church years back who showed such independence in spite of her own vision loss. It was fascinating to me how she walked across the street to make it to church, stayed for coffee, and visited. It was fantastic, so I had a good example to follow, she recalled, adding she was happy to join the White Caners. I love to talk, she added with a laugh. And so I really wanted to get into something where I could talk freely about these things. For more about the Panoka White Caners support group, call Bowman at 403-783-3194.